The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I once had a neighbor who had an antique car that he had inherited from his father. He kept it under a custom-fit car cover. One time he lifted up the cover to show me this vehicle, to which he had so much sentimental attachment. But I never saw him actually drive the car. I think he was afraid that it might break down on account of its age or lack of use, or maybe that he might lose it in an accident. But the result was that, in a certain sense, it had ceased to be a vehicle. It wasn't going anywhere. It was just now just an object taking up space in the garage. Prior to the Feast of Pentecost, Jesus' followers had many warm memories, which they continued to share in their Sunday gatherings in that upstairs room. Jesus had already appeared to them there, despite closed doors, to reveal to them his resurrection, and then a week later to convince Thomas, who had been absent the first time. And both times, and indeed in the passage we have in today's gospel, where he says it twice, Jesus says repeatedly, "Do not be afraid." Even so, they had continued to meet in secret because, despite their sentimental attachment to Jesus, they definitely did not want to suffer the same fate that Jesus did. Forgetting that Jesus' death is what led to his victory. So, up to this point, their knowledge and their experience of Jesus wasn't taking them anywhere. It was just taking up space in their brain. On Pentecost, God intervened to lift the cover, fire up their engines, and get that vehicle on the road. When I was a child, St. John the 23rd called for a new Pentecost when he summoned the bishops of the world to the Second Vatican Council. Pope Paul VI, who will soon be beatified, completed the work of the council, which set in motion the dramatic, spirit-guided transformation of the church that has been unfolding in our own lifetime. We owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Pope Paul VI. Prior to Vatican II, we were in some ways an inward-looking, fearful church, having circled the wagons, so to speak, following the Protestant Reformation and the anti-church activity of the Masons and the French Enlightenment, and more recently, anti-Catholic bigotry in the United States and then in Mexico. There are many elements of traditional piety from those days that still speak to many of us, and with good reason. And it's easy to feel a great deal of sentimental attachment to them. But Paul VI and the Council Fathers recognized that the time had come for the church to set aside our fears and re-engage with the larger world. Building the kingdom of God involves much more than merely fostering our own personal piety and getting our own souls into heaven, both of which are very important, obviously. But there's more to it. And so Vatican II sought to redirect our focus outward to the vast majority of the world's population that does not yet believe in Jesus, and who, without even knowing it, have a hunger deep in their souls for what we have to offer. And all of the popes ever since have fostered this new Pentecost within the specific circumstances in which we find ourselves today. And here, the Holy Spirit today invites you and me to share in this ongoing missionary transformation of the church in Arkansas. On the day of your confirmation, you were given the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and understanding about what the Lord is asking of you and of us today. And then the courage and fear of the Lord to go forth and do it. And you know, our concern must not be limited to the 130,000 Catholics of the Diocese of Little Rock. When I was chosen to be bishop of this diocese, I was told that the entire population of the state is my flock, not just the Catholics in the state. And the same is true for you. What about the other 94% of our flock that has been entrusted to us, that half of whom are unchurched? They hunger for Jesus, and most of them don't even know it. Many are trying to fill that hunger with things that just leave them emptier than before. And if we don't try to do something about it, we'll have to answer for that. Today, the Lord calls us on this Pentecost to move from mere maintenance to a faith-filled, mission-oriented attitude with a special concern for the neediest among us. From a fearful, cutting our losses attitude to a fearless commitment to leave our comfort zone in order to make a difference. Willing to suffer for Jesus, if that's what it takes. Remembering that Jesus' death is what led to his victory. So I ask you, to what degree are you still keeping your faith a secret? Kind of like those disciples in that upstairs room, despite your sentimental attachment to Jesus. Is your knowledge and experience of Jesus mainly just taking up space in your brain? If so, the time has come for you to fire up your engines and get that vehicle on the road.